Tell me if you're bored.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Flux FM, Kakmada Radio. Radio Gaga mit Kakmada Thacker auf Flux FM.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hello, and welcome to your favorite podcast on the internet, now also on YouTube. Episode 2. We got Kicks, we got Black Mamba, we got Pish.
Hello.
And we got me, myself, and myself is Manhattan. Oh yeah. That's the face. And we got Visual Steve today on the selfie stick. Fantastic job so far.
Hola.
So far, I must say, you're doing a great job, Steve.
Yeah, really, really great.
Kids don't think so.
Well, so far.
Well, so far. Well, also, we got the new GoPro camera. Yeah, we have a great program today. We have a lot of stuff we're going to talk to for you listeners. We're going to take some answers. No, some okay. questions
yeah, okay.
from the watchers. Mm. We're going to talk about the plans for the new year. We're going to talk about cheapness. Who is the cheapest in the band? And also, we have a big spot which is called Eventuelt.
Eventually.
Yeah. Eventually.
Hey, is that? Yeah. How do you translate that word?
Yeah, I don't know. What we're trying to say is we have not planned anything. There is a lot of free space on the agenda. This is episode 2. In episode 1, we already got to know Kids 1 and Pish pretty good.
We are not like Star Wars that starts off at episode 3.
No, we are just normal.
Cool reference, Pish.
Yeah, yeah, cool. Very,
I'm a nerd.
Yeah. What the people are not very know very well so far is you.
Me?
Yeah, Black Mamba.
But if you follow our Facebook page or Instagram page, you've seen that I newly interviewed myself.
Yes, let's talk about that.
So in that case, you probably know me a bit better. That was a pretty personal interview, if I can say that.
You know, you got it a little bit wrong because I didn't try to say that the people didn't know who you were because they know very well who Black Mamba is.
So what did you mean then?
I just meant in this new setting, in this room, table.
But see, you can tell us about what was the idea about this Under the Skin with Steve Cobra, since we are talking about it. How did you come up with it?
Yeah.
It actually started pretty much, as I say in this newest episode, that I live in a world where people refuse to take my questions seriously. You know, sometimes I ask people a lot of questions, like these guys, and they just shake their heads and just look to the side,
like this.
And then you just talk about something else.
It happens.
I don't get a clear answer to my questions.
When did you get like the idea for the show?
That was.
I can tell that story. We were like, I'm a bit scared of flying, and Steve is also like very chill guy. But then I was really tired. Everything was like, we have been touring for 2 weeks, South America, I think. And then on the way back home, me and Steve were sitting together, and I was just, oh fuck, I need to get some sleep and stuff. Then I see this bright light underneath my like.
Some guy
sits on
his
computer.
Not interested in the darkness.
Don't give a fuck about the
knowledge. Is his course.
And then I watch the screen and I see, in the corner of my, Steve Quiz 2015. And then he made the quiz about himself for his birthday.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing I do. Every time I have a birthday, I make a Steve Quiz.
Yeah.
To see who knows me the best.
It's very fun for us that knows you very well.
Mm. On that same plane ride, there was another stupid thing that happened.
Yeah.
I think that was the most confused I've been in a long time.
Yeah.
Because
but that was
happened to both me and Pish.
Yeah. What happened?
And we were getting ready to sleep, and they were showing Lord of the Rings.
No, Hobbit.
And then I fell asleep during it, and I woke up.
I fell asleep during the movie, and then I wake up at the same time of that movie, and I felt that I've slept for like 7 hours.
Wow, how is that possible?
The thing was that they have shown another movie in between,
and they started the movie again.
Yeah, they started the Lord of the Rings again, and that's
crazy.
That fucked me. That was worse than jet lag. It was just like total confusion.
Yeah, that's total confusion.
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
But anyway, let's not lose our thread here. We were talking about me, weren't we?
Yeah, we were talking.
Under the skin, how it all started. Yeah. It started probably last year. Yeah, the year
like
before that.
Yeah, something like that. No, last year. And we are very happy in the band to have such a great
show.
Someone wrote on Twitter today, actually.
Yeah.
So, new year, no new tagline. Like, year of the...
They need a new... They but need I said year of the soup too.
Yeah, Pish wants it to be year of soup
too. I think that's lame.
I think we're going to use this episode to get suggestions from the fans.
Yeah, but I have
kind
some,
of year
I
you have want to be?
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I have some suggestions.
Why don't we wait? Keep your suggestions.
Okay.
And then, now...
Very good.
We tell all your few fans, just comment a suggestion for what the year should be about.
Okay.
The last year, for those of you who don't know, it was the year of the soup. That meant we ate a lot of soup, basically. Mm. I would say at least 70% more soup than normal.
Than usually, yes.
And but does it have to be the year of some food?
No. It could also be...
It could be,
be a year of anything. Sarcasm.
Oh, yeah.
Question to the people in the panel. First to you. Yeah. I already know the answer to this. Are you a quiet guy in your house or are you a loud guy in your house?
Yeah, I'm really quiet.
You're a quiet guy, of course. I think you are...
I'm actually a loud guy.
Are you a loud guy?
Yeah, I always bump really loud music.
I'm a loud guy.
Pretty loud. I'm
not talking about music and shit like that. I'm talking about how you move around in the house.
Stepping, footsteps,
I'm
right?
I'm very, very, very quiet. Quiet.
Yeah,
and you too.
I'm known for being quiet.
And Steve, you're not that.
You're
not
step.
That quiet. Yet.
I'm very quiet.
No, not when, not when it comes to hotel rooms.
No,
I can tell you that.
Yeah, tell us some stories about that.
No, it's like knowing which side of the bed I am on. But it's dark and he's trying to be quiet, but it's always something falling down and then coming and lying on top of me instead of in his own side of the bed. It has happened at least 3 times.
That's
also another thing that Axel has a tendency of doing is to check if people are awake. Are you awake?
Oh yeah, I just wanted to check.
No, Pishing is going on.
A little bit sick in the other report in episode one today. He has a lot of energy today, Pish.
More energy.
And once he like was sleeping next to you, then he was done sleeping. And he was like, "Ah, I slept really well."
That is also happening.
You were still sleeping.
I was trying to sleep. Ah, I slept so well. Like, we have an hour to get a nap after a stress day.
You know, that's also one of the things that happened last year. You know, me and Pish, we've been roomies for 13 years.
Yeah.
And it's an end of an era.
Yeah, it's an end of an era.
No, not 13 years, actually.
No, but we've been a lot of
roomies. You used to be roomies with Mr. Jones for like 3-4 years.
I used to, Then I had Pish for 5 years, it must be.
Yeah, and now it's over.
It's
good times.
Thank God it's over, you know.
Why is it over?
Because Pish is sensitive.
I can't get it.
Sensitive.
Like I can't do the so good sleep and having a guy check every 2 minutes. Are you sleeping? It is it gets to my nerves.
Sounds like you got a good excuse to leave that system. But
you're
also pretty sensitive.
I'm extremely sensitive. I'm taking blame myself.
Actually. You are very sensitive.
I am extremely sensitive.
I don't get offended. You know, I am. I totally understand if people don't want to live with me because I have my dark sides.
So it's not.
I've been actually fantasizing about me and you kids
sleeping there.
I think we would be actually if I could laughs in. I think you would have actually liked that a little bit.
Me and Steve would not go like if he drinks Coke. It would be
Steve has a problem. I've been in a room sharing with Steve a couple of times and. You know, always tell Steve, please don't drink some Coca-Cola just before we're going to go to bed. But Steve is such a Coca-Cola guy. You are the most, the guy that loves the Coca-Cola most of all the guys.
Like when you drink it, you like it a lot.
I'm on second place. But
who is on the first place?
Yeah, we all know the first
Who? It's Helmich. Of course.
But he maybe doesn't enjoy it that much.
No. And also, Helmich...
But what does he enjoy?
No. But I can tell you, point with Helmich is... He doesn't have a sleeping problem. He doesn't care. If he doesn't get to sleep, he's on his phone or whatever, you know? When you're not on your sleep, you get annoyed very fast.
Kids is probably the most patient guy in the band. And I'm probably on the second place.
Yeah.
But when it comes to sleeping, hell no. I'm just so incredibly bored.
Yeah.
Lying there
yeah.
for 10 minutes trying to sleep, just yeah. doing nothing. Yeah. Just yeah. what eyes closed.
He hates yeah. it.
Can you imagine?
And because Steve, when he gets into this mode, he wants to sleep. He just had a Coke for an hour before. Yeah. And it's like sugar and caffeine in his body. And it's dark in the room. And he's like lying there. And then it's like...
Yeah.
So you're waking yourself up and trying to find...
I'm a bit angry while I'm changing position.
Yeah. Always change.
Ah, this isn't working. Ah,
new position.
Yeah. But it's getting better though.
I think take the second place on that one.
Even me, I can be annoyed.
Only if you're bored. Flux FM. Kakmada Radio.
Everyone is annoying. What were we talking about? Yeah, we were talking about being quiet around in the house. And yeah, yeah that's
yeah.
interesting.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
interesting.
Noise pollution. Word.
Yeah, noise pollution, yeah. Mm. We are environmentalists, all of us. And,
yeah,
and
put tax on noise.
Yeah, put tax on some noise, mm. you know. And I mean, said that we are already taxed hard by being musicians, you know.
Yeah, like
we have to pay tax for all the money we make by making noise. So don't come with that comment.
Yeah, well, how about the noise you're making? We also pay, like, environmental things when we travel all the time,
yeah.
you know, as well.
We always also
so
do that.
We,
yeah.
we pay a lot. It's hard to be, like, environmentally friendly
yeah.
and being a band, actually.
That's very
like,
hard.
It's yeah. very, like, double-edged.
It's impossible. Yeah.
It's like, we can't talk.
Well,
should we take the train all over Europe?
No. Yeah, we can't do that.
Should we do that?
You know?
No. Or
we
Mexico.
Can't fly
no.
to Mexico. No, we
but it's not about that.
Should we swim to Mexico?
Well, this is the religion, Joy, you know, comes in here, and the religion has a great answer, you know? You can speak about it. That can be enough.
Yeah,
you
or know? Preach about it.
You can preach about shit. Mm. And that's enough. That can change.
Don't. That's the good saying. Do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly. Mm. And that is exactly one of the things in the religion of joy too.
Because we travel a lot.
But we say, don't travel. But we do it. Travel.
It's a very egotistic.
yeah,
it's also a very egotistic saying, you know. Then right. you're setting yourself over everybody else.
When you say
do as you do as I say, not as I do.
But it depends, you know. Yeah. Some people.
I can do it.
Yeah, I can do it.
not
yeah, but not
yeah,
you.
But
you are very
you know,
small
well,
people.
This
you
know? Is a big debate, mm. and of course, it's a very interesting debate. But it is different. If Conor McGregor, he's a very cool guy, you know. Yeah. if he says something,
yeah.
even though he doesn't do it, maybe I'll do it, just because I'm such a fan of him. With the reach he has, he's an incredible reach, you know.
Yeah, and like
so for the total balance, he could easily drive with his private jet to America, you know, from
and preach our, this
and
message
and preach the message of don't fly, and that would be actually be better than him not flying.
But
over.
that's also know? Another discussion we had, because Steve said the other day when we were in Mexico, why does Beyonce promote Pepsi Cola?
Yeah,
you know.
Because
but
she doesn't drink Pepsi, right?
She probably doesn't drink Pepsi, so then it doesn't work.
And also you have the ministers in, like, preachers in the United States flying with the private jets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, give to the poor.
Yeah,
yeah, I know.
I know.
They're so stinking.
So it's, yeah. it's very hard to know what is morally the best thing to do. But I kind of like the saying of do as I say, not as I do. The opposite would be only do as I do. You know, you wouldn't get anywhere.
But then you wouldn't have preachers.
You know?
And maybe that would be a good thing.
And also, people wouldn't be able to do what we do. You know, should people be as cool as we are? Should people have as, you know, play the concerts we are? They are not able to.
In the
you
future,
know?
I think that's the, like, if you talk futuristic and,
they're
and
not able
science
to.
Fiction, I think that is the probably the goal to entertain.
But the
people.
world wouldn't work if everyone should be in a band tour
no,
six tours
but
around
but
the world.
When the houses are building themselves and we got self-driving cars, what is there for human to do? That's the question.
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then I think to entertain each other is
that's
the,
a great
the way
idea.
Of doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but yeah,
but
we, in
but that's
ways.
A bigger question.
It's a good question. Great, big, good question.
Robots are coming for that as well.
Of course.
Entertainment.
Yeah, of course.
We got the Dio is touring. He's,
yeah,
he's
and you got Tupac.
Hallucination.
And you know, Kiss. They are planning to when they are getting too old. Or some people say they're too old, but they are planning to have an audition.
To get new
members.
Yeah,
to play
not robots though.
No, real persons.
Yeah. That's really fun.
And this is something I would like with Cock. When we are like 60 or 80 years old, whenever we decide, we have an audition for Young Wild Nature, a Young Black Mamba, you know?
Yeah, but we already found your substitute this summer.
Well, he's not a substitute. He's our age, so
yeah. But, you know, but at least if you die, you said it was okay that he would take over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And who's that?
This is Sondre Justad.
Yeah.
Norwegian singer.
The Norwegian singer.
He's 1 year younger than me, Newfish.
Yeah.
He's one year younger.
Yeah.
But he is incredible talent.
We might as well talk about Kygo. He can take. He's 2 years younger.
Well, anyway, this guy, Sondre Justad, he is people outside of Norway should know him. You know, he's a cool guy.
He's a very cool guy.
Yeah, cool.
And he is now turned into be Norway's biggest pop star.
One of them. I would easily think.
He sold out Spectrum. He hasn't sold. Oh, more or less. More or less. Wow. He sold out Bude Spectrum. He sold out everything.
He's a big star.
Yeah, he's a
big
star.
And I think he would do Spectrum after the next album is coming out.
It's coming. This guy is big. Unfortunately, he sings in only Norwegian. Good for us.
He's got lyrics.
He's got some lyrics. He's a talented motherfucker up there.
He's up there to substitute with you.
He has the energy. I can see he has a little bit of the same energy. You know, he's not Wild Nature. You know,
yeah, it's not Wild Nature.
He's not touring around.
I don't see him make Nature and Nature.
No, he cannot do that. No. But he could maybe on stage do. You know, if he
dance moves and vibes,
and he can play the guitar.
He has the charm.
Yeah, and he's a good talker too. So he's a good talker. So for all of you out there, Google Sondre Justad.
Should we move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
I got some facts relating to the things we talked about.
Yeah.
Do you know what year it actually is? Like year of in the Chinese calendar?
No.
Year of the dog.
Oh, this year. Mm. Alfred.
Yeah, but it's very hard to get a year of the dog.
What are we going to do?
Is everybody getting a dog?
Yeah. You mean like that? Yeah, what it actually is. Yeah. But that we're getting suggestions for that. For the next episode.
But like it doesn't work so well. Like that's why I'm debating it.
I totally agree.
Then we learn people. That's a bad suggestion.
Don't come with a suggestion like that.
Yeah.
Okay. What could have been a good thing, except that me and Pish and you don't drink coffee. You drink coffee?
Yeah, I drink a small cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Every day.
So it could have been the year of the coffee, for instance. Yeah. But I don't drink coffee.
You can imagine that we are on tour and then we say, yeah, it's the year of no. So we while we are here in Atlanta or whatever.
Yeah. But maybe like juice.
I like juice.
I like juice.
Yeah.
Mm. Like
you have juice. Kind of boring.
What kind of juice do you mean?
No, like fresh pressed juice. Orange juice.
Yeah.
Something like that. You know.
I've been thinking about investing in a juice maker, juice machine. You know, we have one.
Oh, yeah. It just takes a lot of room.
Yeah, I have one.
I remember Alan bought one.
Yeah.
He made some cracking,
carrot juice.
Carrot juice. Yeah, back in the
very good.
But yeah, it's like
not necessarily food. Right?
No, not necessarily food.
It could be, let's get an example of something else. Like
year of the football. If you want to get into football, then you can watch a lot of football, you know, that year. And it can be like,
for me,
and it's World Cup this year.
So this is the year of football. Yeah. No, but it could be the year of football.
Maybe Zlatan is winning the Champions League.
Yeah.
No one knows.
Should we talk about Zlatan?
We were going to talk about who is the cheapest one.
That's interesting.
Yeah, let's move on to that.
Yeah, we've already talked about that. It's kind of the theme for this episode. I don't know how long we've been filming now, but yeah, it's half an hour already.
Yeah, already.
Because it's a trend in this band.
Yeah.
We're getting cheaper.
Yeah. We're getting cheaper.
Individually, maybe not...
Individually. The band is getting more expensive to book.
Yeah, yeah.
But we are getting more
cheap. I think it comes with the age.
It comes with age, but for me, it's mostly an environmental thing.
Yeah, me too.
And a religious thing. Because I... don't get happy by spending. I get happy by not spending. Mm. I get happy with as little shit as I have. We have kind of had
like two role models in the band, which has been Stee and David. That has always been complaining like who of us do spend the less on shit. Mm.
Yeah.
And they have had a big argument on that. And then you wanted to get on that vibe. And I try my best to get on that vibe as well.
Mm.
And then you have kids that is on the vibe.
Naturally.
Don't have any money.
Yeah, I do. And I, for those of you that didn't know, I had a lot of problems with the economy in my life. No, it's not a problem anymore.
Because you are now cheap.
Because now I make a lot of money. I used to make not so much money and spend way more than I do now. You know what I mean?
I've never had any problems with my economy. No. I've been broke maybe once in my life.
Yeah.
And that's because I've been cheap.
Yeah.
And I've always been embarrassed about this cheapness, never admitting it really to people.
Yeah.
And now I realize that it can actually be a cool thing.
It's clearly a cool thing now.
Because you are an environment.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's also a great excuse to be cheap now, because I see that there's a connection with the environment.
One of the things I'm really annoyed about is this January sale.
Like it should
70%.
In my country, sale is not allowed.
Or just set the price to where the price actually is.
The price is the price. That's the rule. The price is the price.
Yeah, it's no need to get angry.
I'll get angry at this shit. You know, I get really angry.
But because the price is somewhere around, I think, 70%. It's the real price of the product.
A lot of the times, you know, at Rema 1000 Pish, at our biggest shops, a lot of the most important shit that people buy, like beer, milk, like what
diapers.
Right? Diapers and shit like that. Every shop loses money.
Yeah.
Because this is this kind of things that they sell cheap.
That you can buy the other things.
Because they want you to go in there and spend some money on a gum, which they sell for twice the money instead.
Yeah.
You know, it's not fair system. This is why we also like cryptocurrencies, you know, because it's not fair to keep on saying that this is now one price and in fucking month. Yeah.
Wow, this is great entertainment,
is there,
guys.
Is there anybody following? Yeah.
Well, I don't know what we're talking about.
We're talking about cheapness. It's cool to be cheap in this band right now, right?
Yeah.
Should we say it like that?
Yeah.
That's a trend I started, and I can be proud of that.
I used to be a big spender. Now I'm not a big spender. It's so much anymore.
Difference between being cheap and being environmentally, what do you call it?
It's the same.
Bærekraftig. What's that?
Yeah. I want to make a big reminder. This is only
filmed all the time.
This is only. This is
sustainable.
Sustainable.
Yeah. This is only if you're bored. You know,
yeah,
and we're talking about shit we have no idea about.
Yeah,
you know, most likely wrong.
Yeah, most
but
likely wrong.
This is also in our religion. The minute we understand we are wrong, we always admit it.
Let's talk about how cheap you can be, X. Sometimes you have a real cheap dinner.
I can be. I am probably the cheapest.
Sometimes just boil a broccoli, right?
Yeah.
Just put some butter on it.
A lot of butter. Yeah.
A lot of butter, and then you just eat it.
Not that's cheap on the butter.
That's my dinner.
But you
so that's a dinner for like
butter,
2 euros.
I eat good.
But is that somewhere you want to be cheap on dinner? Like for me, I wouldn't be cheap on dinner.
No, you're,
like,
you're not.
You're pretty much the same.
When he's going to Fedora every day. He's ordering Fedora.
Yeah, but when Lish is not there, that's the point. No. You eat the broccoli when Vera is not there. When Lish is not there, I've seen you many times, Pish. Come from Remathusen. Yeah, what's up? Yeah, I'm just eating this pizza, you know, frozen pizza.
Yeah, I do that.
Lish is not here, so I'm just going to eat.
Yeah, but it's not cheap.
I can't be bothered making anything. You can't be bothered making.
Yeah, I can't be bothered making, but that's not because I'm cheap. It's just because I can't
that's
be bothered
It's actually
making
more expensive to buy a pizza.
So you're not cheap, you're just lazy.
Flux FM, Kakmada Radio. Radio Gaga mit Kakmada Faka.
Well, anyway, talking about this has been a long episode already.
We talked about football and clothes and what else.
I think it's a great episode.
Trying to be cool, talking about how cheap we are. What's this? This is going on a blooper reel. Oh, the whole episode.
No. This second episode, good one. You know, I think we should take some questions from the people.
Yeah, we
know.
And
I have some questions. Okay. So, yeah.
But remember, for next episode, come with suggestions for what this year should be.
Yeah.
Should be.
Yeah.
Year of?
Year of. We
tits.
Need the answer.
Tits.
Why don't we call it the year of tits? You know, did we have anyone? Flashing tits for us this year?
I think
In Mexico.
In Mexico.
Couple of tits.
Me and Steve saw it.
Only me and you saw it.
I think so.
It was amazing.
But I think I saw it on a different show where you didn't see it.
Making up stuff. You just can't be less cool than the others.
I know. This is the story.
This is the story.
Fucking story. I'm the cheapest too. You know.
It's not even cheap.
I am cheap.
Questions.
Yeah. Question. Mm. Well, this is Siggy from Ålesund. No, in Norway, actually. Okay. And he is 25 years old, and he's asking your favorite point of the day. On a normal day.
Uh-huh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so we start with you, Steve. Normal day. So that means it's not when we are on tour. We are on tour half of the year, so that could have easily been a normal day. But we're talking at home, private. Yeah. Private normal day.
Definitely when the kids are gone to bed.
Yeah, and when is that around?
7:30, as we say.
Yeah, 7:30.
7:30.
So that's your favorite.
What happens then?
Then I just lay down on the couch.
Okay.
Oh.
And do basically nothing.
And like
look at TV.
And how
shows
long does that good feeling last? The whole rest of the day?
Yeah. Can finally just relax and just do nothing.
And that's your point of the day.
Yeah.
So that's 7:30. Okay, Pish, your favorite part of the day?
I think my favorite part of the day is actually around 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Because it's just before bedtime.
Yeah.
But I get in this good, like, that's when I don't think of anything else. Like, I don't think about the bills.
No.
I don't think about...
Bills. Thinking a lot about the bills.
No, but you don't. Yeah, I don't think a lot about the bills.
No.
But like, yeah. I can think about the other day and the next day, and you can think about like, oh yeah, that would be great to do. Like, you can fantasize a little bit about
11 o'clock on your
desk. You're relaxed.
Yes, when I'm
pretty much the same as Mina.
Yeah. Also in the evening.
Yeah, I think I actually thought about this
a couple of days.
Couple of days ago. Yeah, it's kind of a cliche, and the cliche is 4 at night.
Wow.
Just like when the people that are staying up late had gone to bed.
Okay.
And before when the people are getting up early.
Yeah.
So it's the most quiet hour.
And it is a cliche. But I'm not always up to that time.
But it's your favorite time of the day anyway.
It's really special at least. Yeah.
The fun thing about this time of a day is that a lot of authors work at these times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, for instance, the Norwegian author... Jon Fosse. He's having this routine that he goes to bed at like 7 mm-hmm. o'clock in the evening, and then he wakes up around 5 or 4.
Yeah. Mm.
And then he works until like 11.
Mm.
And then that is the when he gets to write most and get to do most.
Yeah.
So it's something about these special hours that I don't like really have gotten into.
No.
But like we it's crazy these hours.
We don't even know it.
No.
No, but if I am going to say mine, from like 10:30 to around, 9:30 to around 11.
In the morning.
When you lie in bed?
When I'm lying in bed.
Mm. Okay.
When everyone else is stressing to their job, you know, I know. Some people have already been.
For a long time.
Yeah. I'm just lying there on my phone and I'm really enjoying it.
And that's why I started maths in the morning.
A little bit.
Because we're just enjoying it and just want to do something crazy.
No, that's not why, you know.
Mads in the morning, yeah.
No, it's not why I did that.
Crazy.
But it's kind of where I decide all my important decisions in a way. And I enjoy life. I see, I kind of look at the fruits of yesterday. What happened yesterday? Uh-huh. Did I Instagram something? Look at the likes. How did the cryptocurrency goes?
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I swipe there.
You're getting ready for the day.
I'm ready for the day. How is the moon? How many percent, you know?
The moon.
Yeah, I always checking the moon.
I am.
On your phone.
On my phone. I have a moon.
It's got a moon app.
I have a moon app.
Because the curtains are down, so.
No, it's only, no.
How did we do our investment there?
It can be clouds.
Moon?
No, on the cryptocurrency investment we did.
Oh. The Litecoin.
Yeah.
It's twice as much.
Okay.
You see, today it's 96% full moon. 2 days ago, it was full moon. And it's very nice to
know. Why do you need to know? Yeah.
The moon is always interesting to know the moon. I can recommend everyone to know the moon. If you're like me, you're interested in sexual relations, you know, you love making love, you know, doing it on a full moon, it's a total different.
Yeah, but a lot is different.
No moon. Yeah.
But
if you want to make a good song, for instance, try to do it when it's a full moon, you know?
So that was the question. Making sense.
Well, of course, I got another question. Let me see here.
So interesting.
This is from Tom Charles.
Okay.
Ooh.
And he's wondering if you had to choose between boat and plane.
Yeah.
What would you choose?
Okay.
Ooh. What?
Boat or plane?
Like
boat
in what setting?
That's the question.
Okay.
You are stuck on a boat or stuck on a plane?
Yeah, that's a good one. Why don't we make it that?
I got on.
Yeah.
Turbulence on a plane, bad. Mm. Bad boat. What do you
turbulence
call it?
On boat water weather, is way worse.
That's not good. Yeah. So you gotta.
I know my answer. I know my answer.
What's your answer? Boat.
My answer is boat.
It is.
Of course, yes.
Oh, that's best. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'll like boat is no problem for me. Like,
is that no problem?
Being on a boat. No.
What would you say?
I have never been a boat guy.
No. Your dad is not a boat guy either.
No. He's not a boat guy or a plane guy. Or
he hates plane too.
He's nothing guy.
Was the question to me now?
No, you were just interrupting because you wanted to say something.
You were interrupting yourself.
What the fuck was I saying then?
Yeah, something about vomiting. The boat trip in Croatia.
Well, me and Pai has been puking on
together,
the boat together.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Bonding.
Yeah, bonding. It's like, you feeling it?
Yeah.
some nasty shit.
But it was, you know, the feeling of being boat sick and then puke on the boat is fantastic.
But would you rather be on a plane?
Yeah, yeah. I've never been a boat guy. I'm okay with planes. Yeah. Only problem is the noise, but I got noise canceller now.
Yeah, but what about the space?
Yeah, that's probably a good point. But yeah, I've never been enjoying being on a boat.
Small boat? No, no, no. You got a good boat.
How is it with the environment, kids? What's better?
Boat is better.
Really?
Yeah.
Small sure about boat. This?
Yeah, planes are like
mad
the worst.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know what I what I have as a, actually a New Year's resolution, like a thing I've decided with myself. Mm. I did it a couple of years ago. Some of you may notice that I've gone down in weight. You know, I look better now. My main trick for that is to lose Coca-Cola and, you know, sugary drinks. So how I did manage to stop that, because I was on one brews a day, like one can of
soda
every day, I decided that I was going to learn my brain into liking water.
Because you had the tour, which was like really bad for you when you got dehydrated.
Yeah.
When you only had Sprite in your bed.
Yeah, I did drink only Sprite and no water.
No water for like 3 days?
No, for 11 days and 11 shows.
No water, just Sprite.
Just Sprite.
Yeah.
Wow. This is, yeah, stupid. I got a fever after that.
But at the same time, you need to gain some weight.
Yeah,
and both you and your brother.
Yeah, I am working on getting it.
Here we go. Maybe it was that you when you said that sparkled the idea in my brain. Yeah. Because I have two things I'm going to do 2018. I'm going to learn the backflip.
Yeah, but not Steve is talking.
No, I'm talking.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to also learn myself into loving to fly. Well, on that note, this has been a fantastic episode too.
Yeah, I would say so too.
Don't complain.
Always been good.
Anyway, we want to thank from the bottom of our heart. Next episode, I think we're going to have a guest from outside the band.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to
Any hints on who that can be?
No.
Celeb or not?
Norway's best rapper.
Woo! Yeah, he's
really wants to come. And and also our first ever producer.
Yes, Matthias wants to join as well.
Yeah. Mm. And also we want to have Hal Malicious in there. And other than that, you know.
Have a good one.
Please make memes of us, you know. Draw us.
Make fun of us.
Yeah,
we got self...
Irony. Some of us
irony.
More than others. So
yeah.
Okay. On a one and on a two and on a three. Thank you very much for watching and listening. Flux FM, cock motherfucker, everything. You know, we have to talk a little bit more about the Flux FM app. You know,
okay.
I'm very excited about that app.
It's a super cool app. Super.
I was on it yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
On the app.
Yeah.
Not only on the playlist.
No.
I was on the app.
Yeah. It's
and
a
I
great
heard
app.
Actually our first episode.
Is
it's
it out?
Already on the app. Just have the app. Mm. Pop it on.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. Well, okay. On that note.
Hi, the Netherlands.
No. Yeah. Hi. Yeah, why don't we do this?
That's hi, France.
Hi, France. Hi, Netherlands. Hi, Spain. Hi, Germany.
Hi, Mexico. Yeah, hi, okay. Sweden.
This has been too much bullshit.
Okay. Hi, Chile.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
How much time we got left?
Yeah, well, anyway. Okay. Tschüss. Thank you very much.
Das war eine Stunde Radio Gaga mit Cut Motherfucker. You got someone new. Mehr Cut Mother Radio wartet im gleichnamigen Flux Music Channel auf euch. Und nun, willkommen zurück in der Wirklichkeit auf Flux FM.